AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Joe Biden says the December jobs report is not good.
With the pandemic raging, people are losing work and losing hope.
In Wilmington, Delaware, the president-elect says Congress needs to step up and the government needs to step up during the pandemic.
I know these times are tough, but I want you to know that we're going to get through this. Help is on the way.
In a reversal of Trump administration policies, President-elect Biden says he will rapidly release more available vaccine doses to protect more people. As President Trump's days in office dwindle, Congress's top Democrat is looking to limit his military powers. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's talked with the nation's top military officer about preventing what she called an unhinged president from ordering military action in his final days, including a possible nuclear strike. She told colleagues Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley assured her steps are in place. As Pelosi and House Democrats consider launching impeachment proceedings as soon as next week, the president says he will not attend Joe Biden's inauguration. He'd be the first incumbent to skip his successor's swearing in since 1869. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal appeals court upheld a ruling stopping an executive order by President Trump that gives state and local governments the ability to shut out refugees. The family of the Capitol police officer who died during Wednesday's violence says they don't want to make a political issue, but they want the public to remember Brian Sicknick for being a hero. He died of injuries sustained during the riot at the Capitol. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley called President Trump badly wrong in his comments that stoked his supporters to mount a violent assault on the Capitol. She also called on Republicans to stop turning the American people against each other. Stocks are lower about an hour before the closing bell. This is AP News. Baseball Hall of Famer and longtime Los Angeles Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda has died. Lasorda had been with the Dodgers for 71 years. He often said, "I bleed Dodger blue," and led the team to two World Series titles. Among Lasorda's career highlights, a dramatic home run by Kirk Gibson that helped the Dodgers beat Oakland in the 1988 World Series.
I never saw a guy hit a home run that had more drama attached to it than Kirk Gibson's home run. A shot heard around the world. It was a shot that really paralyzed a team. They never recovered from it. We beat Oakland in five games when nobody ever gave us a chance to win it.
The Dodgers won their first World Series since 1988 in 2020. Lasorda later became an ambassador to the game he loved.
I am baseball's best ambassador. That makes me feel real proud.
The Dodgers say Tommy Lasorda died of a heart attack. He was 93. Ed Donahue, AP News.